Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how-to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right. What up, what up, what up, fam? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, brought to you by theretroinsider.com. Today is May the 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all my new and returning listeners. Thank you so much for checking out the content. Now, today is Sunday, and I have been on a hiatus, so I will apologize for that. But I definitely wanted to be back for not only this past weekend's drops, but the drops that are coming up for this upcoming week of May. Second, we got some heat, as you all probably already know. It goes without saying, this is going to be an exciting first couple weeks of May. It has been already with the launch of the shoes that just came out this past weekend. But anyways, let me quit all this talking. We'll get into more of that after a word from our sponsors. Hey fam, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, let me tell you, when I was starting to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I find background music? And how do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to? And to be honest with you, the answer to every one of these questions is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and absolutely easy to use. And check this. Now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, so welcome back. And of course, in this early part of the segment, we like to go over the shoes that recently released this past weekend. And of course, headlining this weekend's releases was the Bred 4s. Yes, oh yes. May the Bred 4s be with you. Hopefully they are with you right now. I got my hands on a couple pairs, a shoe I just had to double up on. But anyways, this was a shoe that was extremely popular, highly anticipated for good reason. It's the 30th anniversary of this particular silhouette. Jordan shot the shot in it over the Cavs. If you don't know, look it up. It was just an iconic shoe with a lot of nostalgia attached. And so I want to know, did you cop a pair of the Bred 4s that released this weekend? If so, how many pairs? How did you like them? Let me know. You can always do that by hitting us up at The Retro Insider on Twitter or Instagram. Now, a little bit more about that shoe. I was able to get my hands on a pair early. You know, Nike did a couple shock drops on the sneakers app. I missed the first one, but I was able to get my hands on a pair on the second drop. And was glad to see them come in early. The quality of materials was okay. It's not perfect, but it is what it is for Jordan 4. The Nubuck, Durabuck, whatever you want to call it. It's a dust magnet, but everything was executed properly. And of course, a lot of people were in love with the Nike Air branding that finally made its return. We've had versions of the Bred 4 come out prior to this, not too long ago, but they never had the Nike Air branding, which had only been released in 1999 and, of course, 89 with the original drop. So a lot of people went hype, batshit crazy over this, and for good reason. I liked it. It turned out to be a great sneaker. Now, if you want to get more information about what we think about it, you can always check out our review, which will be posted on the website at theretroinsider.com here shortly. give you more insights about how we feel about the shoe as far as the size and comfort, things of that nature. But yeah, so the headline this weekend's release is, of course, we had the Air Jordan 4 Bred retailing for $200. All right, and another notable sneaker that was releasing on this weekend was actually a shoe that had already been available online exclusively to certain sites, but is now widely available, is the 990 V5 from New Balance. Now, I've discussed this shoe in previous segments. I'm excited. I'm a New Balance head. And this shoe right here is one that I really can't wait to get in hand. Now, I didn't get it this weekend simply because I had too much money tied up in these Bred 4s. But I will definitely be getting a pair of these to bring in probably sometime this next week or the week after next. Now, this is a shoe, another heritage shoe, the fifth version of the 990. Just a quick history lesson on this. The 990 was originally released in 1982 and happened to be the first sneaker to retail for $100. So, you know, New Balance put a lot of research and development into the shoe to make sure they had one that was all the above when it comes to comfort, stability, and flexibility. And so, you know, it's been a shoe that a lot of people have been rocking for a while. Low-key, pretty much considered the ultimate dad shoe, the quintessential dad shoe. But that shoe was available everywhere online now and in stores as of May the 4th for a retail price of $174.95. Might as well say $175 in that classic gray, New Balance gray colorway. And yeah, so there are a couple places I should be able to tell you guys whether we can get these below retail early, which is always something I try to do. We should be able to get these below retail, but as soon as I get my hands on a pair, I will confirm that for you. But yeah, these are pretty much the two releases that I was really watching out for. If I missed one or you got a special release that you picked up this weekend, please let me know, as always, at the Retro Insider on Twitter and Instagram. But anyways, let's get ahead to next week. You all know what's coming, but we'll talk about it next. Stay tuned. All right, so looking ahead at the sneaker releases for May week 2, kicking it off on the 7th of May is actually going to be that Air Jordan 11 Low Pink Snakeskin, which is going to be retailing for $175. Now, this shoe features a white outsole, not an icy blue outsole, but a white outsole, a white midsole, and that mud guard, which is usually patent leather on the 11s, is going to be that pink and white snakeskin. Now, it's not even a white, it's more like a cream. Speckles there that gives it that snakeskin look. Now the upper is going to be a leather instead of a mesh that we're traditionally used to on the 11, and then the ankle collar on the inside, the sock line or whatever you want to call it, that's going to be a pink as well. Now as far as this shoe is concerned, not going to be a lot of resale hype here. However, since this is a women's exclusive, sometimes those higher sizes that run into the men's size or kind of convert to men's sizing, those might demand more. You know, they don't make a lot of those in women's either. So if you want to go for resale, you might want to stick to anything over a 12. So right now, a size 14 on StockX is the highest bid, and that's going to be for $226. So, you know, not a lot of wiggle room, you know, but it might be something you go after on the sneakers app. Of course, if you buy it on the sneakers app, you can return it for free if the shoe bricks. But like I said, it's going to be available pretty much all over the internet at all the major retailers. Pretty dope shoe. If I had, you know, someone who was into Jordans, a mother who was into Jordans, I might buy it for. But, you know, not really my mother's style, but definitely a good shoe. For women just in general, regardless of Mother Day coming up. But yeah, so that's pretty much that shoe right there. The next shoe, of course, needs no real introduction. A lot of people have been waiting on this shoe for months, literally months on months on months, and that's that Air Jordan 1 Travis Scott High OG, the one that everybody's been waiting on. That's going to be releasing finally after many date pushbacks and pre-releases and shock drops. This shoe is going to be releasing at May 11th, which is going to be a Saturday, for a retail price of $175, I believe. This is going to be a men's size run, U.S. Goes without saying, you cannot sleep on this pair. As it stands now, I think it's only like a couple stores, foot stores, getting this. I know, I think Foot Action had three, which is in L.A., Chicago, and New York. For some reason, if you want to go there and, you know, possibly reserve a shoe on the app, go ahead and do that. I told myself I'm going to reserve a shoe at one of these locations. And if I get it at one of these locations, I will fly and go pick it up. No doubt about it. I don't care. This is the shoe that I want that much. And also for resellers, of course, it goes without saying, the resale value is going to be there. Even though it did drop down from what it was, you know, earlier in the year, like people were paying like $2,000 for this, asking for $2,000, or willing to pay $2,000. I still think it's going to be a hot as far as resale. No doubt about it, really, at all. Now, the stock numbers, someone said maybe about 100,000, which, you know, is considerable amount of stock, but not really considering the demand. However, it's better than what I thought it was going to be. So you might have some luck. We might have some luck. And when, you know, next week, I might come back to you with good news saying, hey, the Travis Scotts, we secured the dub. I hope so, not just for my sake, but your sake. So yeah, those are pretty much the only two sneakers that I'm seeing that I'm really concerned about this upcoming week. If you have a shoe that I missed, let me know what that shoe is. Of course, hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at The Retro Insider. And as always, thank you for tuning in to today's segment. See you next go round. Stay humble and proceed.